every bomb of the war being played out on Instagram and BBC News and whatever. It's not helpful. It's not helpful to watch videos of every bomb. You know, my mom watches every bomb because she's obsessed. Just feeding my mom's fear the news. Look at this bomb. Look at this. It's scary, isn't it? You know, she's been scared for years by everything. She's constantly warning me of the danger of parked cars. Don't walk down that road, Nathan. Don't drive down that road. There's parked cars down there. There's nothing more dangerous than parked cars. What about moving cars, Mom? What about bombs? Look at this bomb, Nathan. Look at this explosion. Look at this. You know, it could be real. Could be AI. She doesn't care. You know? I think that's AI, Mom. You know, I don't think that hotel in Dubai has been attacked by 5 million Kermit the Frogs. It's not helpful to watch all the bombs go off and not question it. Ask why. Why is it happening? Why is it happening? Because Iran wanted a nuclear bomb and America thought, no, that's a bad idea, you're nutters. You can't have a big bomb, so we're going to make sure that doesn't happen by hitting you with a load of little bombs. Which are good bombs, you know? A big bomb is a bad bomb. I mean, if a little bomb lands on your head, it doesn't matter whether it's a little or big bomb, really. It's just, they're just as bad as the big bomb. Anyway, who makes the rules? We don't know. Well, we do know. Really, it's Donald Trump, isn't it? He makes the rules. The man who, it's a lot of people, it's a tricky thing. A lot of people think he's a hero. He fits in that sweet spot of the Venn diagram, you know, for many people. Hero, rapist, he's right in that center spot, you know. Not many people get in that sweet spot of the Venn diagram. It's just Trump and every single figure from Greek mythology. Rapist makes the rules about who can have what bombs. The whole thing is fucked, you know. I was right to walk away from comedy in 2001 after 9/11 because comedy is trivial in the face of horror. So maybe we all need to run. Or at least not talk about it in comedy. Maybe punning is the answer. Maybe I just totally changed tack and do puns and silly little sketches on Instagram. Oh, fuck, I just can't do it. I can't stand them. There's World War III, and you're doing little jokes, hundreds of little puns, you know? I want to drop a joke so big that it explodes comedy. That's what I'm looking for. A joke so big. The Mount Aspiring of jokes. That's what I'm looking for, a joke so big it explodes and just solves everything in one go. I'm searching and the search continues. And that's why I'm going back to Mount Aspiring next year. Because I know something. It's not the horror in this world that inspires great art. It's the beauty. And despite what we see on the news every day, beauty and hope still exists. Nature will overcome. I've seen the beauty of nature, and I've witnessed on Instagram what 5 million fearless Kermit the Frogs can achieve. Those frogs will never croak. That's the joke. Did it make you happy?